Sometimes the best technology and latest science is necessary to cure what ails us, but other times the answer can be much simpler. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Dr. Riley, you've got the latest technology at your disposal, but sometimes the tool for the job is something as simple as a foam roller, isn't it?
Sure is. So the foam roller, I'm sure that we've, you know, those of us that have that hopefully go to the gym, or you might go to a physical therapist's office, or you know, your workout with your trainer or chiropractic office, you'll see that thing sitting in the corner. It's typically like a long white foam looking tube, and they can, different companies make these things. They can, you know, be different colors and so forth. There's a brand, Trigger Point Therapy, that we use here in the clinic, but it's a foam roller. And a lot of times we look at this thing in the, you know, in the corner, and it just sets there and sets there, and no one uses it, and because we don't know what it is or how to use it. So we're going to spend a few minutes today discussing the benefits of foam rollers and how to use them and what we can use them for. So, like I said, it's just a foam tube, and it's typically somewhat dense. It doesn't have a lot of give to it. It can be different shapes and sizes and colors and so forth, but it's pretty sturdy. And the purpose of the foam roller is to break down adhesions or increase flexibility, mobility. And we'll get to that here in just a second. But what I tell patients, Scott, is it's just a really cheap form of massage. You know, a lot of patients that we see in the clinic and utilize our massage therapists and might see massage therapists on their own, there's been a quite amount of resources seen. Those therapists providing, you know, they want soft tissue release, you know, to loosen their muscles up, increase some of their flexibility. For like $35, you can go buy one of these foam rollers, maybe cheaper than that, and throw it in your living room floor and use it as much as you want, okay? So it's just a really cheap form of massage to increase flexibility, work on tight muscles and so forth. So I discussed, it breaks down fascia, you know, it reduces tightness or adhesions and fascia. So quick physiology lesson here, Scott, is fat. There's a thin layer of tissue on top of your muscle, and it's called fascia. And so what that fascia does in healthy tissue, it slides back and forth. It's well lubricated. And so in a healthy muscle or in a region, it's going to slide back and forth. But with areas of trauma or injury, or most commonly overuse, you know, that fascia, you develop adhesions or tightness in that tissue. And so stretching becomes moot at that point. A lot of times I'll talk to my patients about, you know, if you imagined taking a rubber band and tying a knot in the rubber band, okay, and then stretching on the rubber band, you know, you're essentially just going to tighten that knot up. So what the foam roller does, it actually unties the knot. It decreases those adhesions in the fascia, so the muscle so the fascia functions properly, and you start to have more mobility. From there, you can work on some of your self-stretching techniques and those other types of things. So it reduces the adhesions. You know, a lot of times patients will come in and they'll say, "Oh, I've got this knot, you know, somewhere up in my neck or my upper back." And it's more like a trigger point. Same thing. It's an adhesion. So, you know, there's a bunch of nasty stuff that has built up there in that adhesion. We need to get some tool or some device or some technique to get in there and bust it up to get it functioning properly.
You know, I was recently turned on to one of these foam rollers, and I can vouch for the effectiveness. And I can tell when I've gone several days and not used one. I use mine primarily for my back. Is that primarily what we're talking about here?
Sure, and we'll get into some of the regions and so forth. But I found it kind of interesting that people know it once they start using foam rollers, they find it kind of difficult to use those things in the beginning because you know it'll expose some relatively tight points on it throughout our body. And you know, you got to tell folks to kind of stick with it because those areas that are most uncomfortable are typically going to be the areas that need the most work. You know, you had spoken about the back, and in past sessions we've discussed that mid-thoracic area or the mid-back area is really a culprit. A lot of us that sit at a desk for extended periods. So that is probably top card in our clinic that we're going to use that for. We really want to work on that mid-thoracic area, that area between the shoulder blades where we've gotten a little rounded off from, you know, sitting at a desk or at a computer all day long. So we can start to bust up some of that, you know, some of those adhesion. And you potentially may feel like a crack or a pop or, you know, some of those things, which is okay. You know, you're opening that spine up a little bit. secondary to that, we see a lot of athletes, and you know, a lot of you out there might suffer from IT band dysfunction, which is some soft tissue on the outside of your leg, hamstrings, hip flexors, calves are another big one, really uncomfortable to work on. But, you know, there's multiple different applications for these things to treat different types of soft tissues throughout the body. I will tell you, I advise a lot of my patients to kind of stay off that low back area, the low back. Typically, you know, we have areas of dysfunction in the low back, and, you know, I've spoken to in the past that I want to increase mobility in areas above and below. So I might attack the hips, you know, the outside of your hips, the glutes, hamstrings, the hip flexors, and then really work that mid-back area as well.
So how do you use it for, especially for loosening up your back?
Well, you know, a lot, what's great with like that Trigger Point Therapy company that we use, and a lot of these different companies that have these foam rollers, they'll come with like a simple little instruction manual. And then you get down on the ground, and what's great about them is you can determine how much pressure you apply to the apparatus. And, you know, a chiropractor, physical therapist is obviously a good start. And I always recommend, you know, when patients come in with some type of, you know, complaint that leads me down a path, they might have like a fascial disorder, I'm going to point and say, do you have that? Because that might at the end of the day, might replace me. You know, you can start using that on there. So a little bit of instruction from, you know, a clinician. A lot of these companies will give, you know, online is a great resource, believe it or not. Be careful where you surf and stuff. But there's a lot of reputable sources out there that can, you know, properly instruct you how to use these things. And there's a wide variety of benefits from these things. You know, a biggie is it helps prevent common injuries. You know, I talked about IT band syndrome. With runners, over time, tightness and so forth can build up, and then which may lead to injury in the knee. Okay, so a lot of runners, even though they're asymptomatic or they might not have any problems, they'll get down and roll around on that thing. A lot of, you know, housewives and, you know, will get down and just roll around on the thing to provide a little bit of stress relief. And most importantly, it's going to maintain some bit of flexibility. You know, just maintaining mobility and flexibility. We've talked about how important maintaining flexibility and mobility is just with life. And then from there, you can start to build stability and do some other things and train properly.
At Tulsa Spine and Rehab, they have the best technology and trained professionals to address your aches or pains. Give them a call today and find out more. 918-743-3737.